let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Good morning, Houston. Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. It's a gardening show, folks. It's what we do. We help you with your plants, your soils, sometimes your wildlife, maybe some birds, some butterflies, those pesky bees. Really, they're not pesky. They're wonderful. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you out. We have an array of offerings that we use to kind of dish out information to you. This live radio show is our primary one, Home Show Garden Pros. Our website is excellent, too, homeshowgardenpros.com. And then we have our Facebook Live Weekly. That's a lot of fun, too. And very similar. Our big goal is to answer gardening questions, help you as much as we can. We feel very confident in our skill set there because we've got these experts from all over the place, all around the town, from Plants for All Seasons, from Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens there in Katy, but also from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, the Livable Forest, and representing those two great spots is Michael Wagner. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Beautiful morning. Not too hot, not too cold. I think it's going to be a good one.
Do you guys have a lot of fog this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, us too. It's always interesting. You know, I don't think of Houston as a real fog city, but sometimes we'll get a little run going with the fog. Anyway, it's not Home Show Fog Pros. It's Home Show Garden Pros. So we're here to dish out gardening information. We kind of like to touch on what we're seeing happening in people's yards, what people are coming into the shop, into Warren's and asking questions about. So what are some of the top topics that you feel like some people are coming in with their issues?
Well, right now, the lawn care is kind of dwindling a little bit. People have done most of their things, but still a tremendous amount of brown patch and take-all patch. They're both...
seem to be hitting a peak
almost. Identical. Fortunately, the treatment is the same. So if we're wrong on one diagnosis, we may be hitting on the other. But just a tremendous amount of it.
Yeah, I am. I'm seeing that too, and really kind of hitting a fever pitch on it. Now, you know, unless you've got it really, really bad, it's not a killer, and your lawn is going to go dormant soon. But the best thing you can do is kind of enrich that soil, right, for brown patch, especially on a long-term approach. What are some great ways to just enrich the soil life biologically?
Well, the easiest thing that we have is probably compost. That's one of my favorites, a good two-year-old leaf mold compost. It's just great for building up the soil. We need to work more on soil health than we do with chemicals. So that continues to add to what you have in your soil, not take away from with a synthetic. Unfortunately, the synthetics cannot distinguish between good and bad.
Right.
So they just do their thing, and they do a good job of it, just a little bit too good. So we like to use compost. I love the microgrow granules. That's a dormant inoculant of all kinds of good things.
Yes.
Can't use too much. You can use it every month if you want, and build some soil health, and I think a lot of our problems will diminish or be a lot smaller degree than we deal with.
Definitely. That's a great way to approach there. And I actually have a big specific question about that very thing that we'll get to a little bit later in the show. We do want to talk about winter vegetable gardening a little bit. This is such a long and wonderful season. And cyclamen care, Michael, and then, you know, talk about some Christmas gifts. Always a great thing to do in this holiday season. And so Michael Wagner is here for our two full hours, and so we're going to kind of dive deep on some topics. We do welcome your questions. We are here to help you out. That's literally, you know, our job. And it's 281-496-5711 is how you get a hold of us, and we're here to help. You could be struggling with which type of the water hose is the best one, or maybe you want to do something good with your Christmas tree but don't know, you know, how to take care of it. Maybe it's your lawn. Maybe Michael just helped you. We don't know, but we're here to help. 281-496-5711. It's 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens here, and I'm Danny Milliken. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now
281-496-5711. What's on your gardening mind? We're here to help. Got Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center here. And, you know, I'm Danny. We're here. We're here to help out. Michael, what's happening up at the two garden centers these days?
Well, we're still doing a pretty good job with fall vegetables.
It's nice.
It's still time to get those planted, and we're doing a lot with Christmas trees, obviously, now,
right,
and poinsettias and gift items. Cyclamen and pansies are always the big hit this time of year to get the yards looking nice for all of our holiday guests and things that may be coming in. But,
right.
Lots of things going and starting to make preparation for spring, securing merchandise and making plans and making sure we have enough product to meet the demand for the next year, which
yeah.
I think will be extremely high on certain things. People are going to get back to their citrus and their fruits and berries and
yes.
grapevines and we can't let one little freeze deter us on that. Get them back and get them started. The longer you wait, the farther away production is. So get them in the ground.
It's very true, and it's nothing is as satisfying as eating fruit from your own tree. I mean, that is not just satisfying but healthy too, right?
Right. So, and it's very relatively easy to grow.
Yes.
Any of the garden pros can help you in their garden centers. The main thing is to make sure that the selections that you make are good for our area.
Yes.
The citrus will all perform well. When we get into fruit trees, we look for cold hours or chill hours.
Right.
And that is important. And there's probably 15 or 20 varieties now that will meet that. About 600, 700 hours we usually get without any problem at all. So. There's lots of good stuff out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you really do want to pay attention to the variety that you're getting. Not all citrus is the same. Some are quite large. Some are quite small. And they taste different. You know, you got the ones that are easy to peel with no seeds, and you got the ones that are hard to peel with lots of seeds. So you just want to be aware of what you're getting. And I do appreciate that about the chill hours. Michael, one time I was shopping at one of the kind of chain garden stores in Houston. They may have a tent involved with some of their marketing. But I was walking in there, and I saw this peach, and it was a sunburst peach. Great name, right, for Houston, sunburst. You know, and then I look at the picture. It's really pretty. I'm looking at the rest of this really nice label. Nothing about chill hours. It was all height, width. There were, like, pruning instructions on it, but no chill hour information. So I was like, huh, that's weird. I wonder what the chill hours are. And only because I know that we have to have a certain amount of chill hours. But Michael, you ready for this? I looked up the peach. 1,200 chill hours. 1,200. Wow. That's like Michigan. That's like, you're not going to get that in Houston unless we get an ice age.
Right.
I mean, last year, even though we had that freeze, we had an average amount of chill hours. It was like our area's average amount, even though we had the snowpocalypse. Like, it's just so wild to think it. So you, what chill hour level do people need to be looking for when they're buying fruit trees? And y'all, this is a great time to buy your apples, your pears, your peaches, your plums, your cherries, all that. This is a great time to buy it. So just keep that in mind. But what's a chill hour kind of preference?
Well, I would stay with probably nothing higher than about 6 or 6.50.
Yeah.
The reports we get each year for chill hours are generally in the 600 to 700 hour range. And so anything below that should do pretty well.
Yeah. And also it's great to remember that the chill hours really are more of a guide. It's not like an exact bing, but there is a point inside the plant that when you get those chill hours, you get fruit. And there's no other way around it. So, but a lot of your favorite apples will get that, like even Gala and Fuji. Those are 550, so you may not get a fruit every year. There's the tropics that are like 150. Lots of options. But I guess really the moral of that story is not so much be careful what you buy, but be careful where you buy it.
Right.
So I like stories with morals.
Well, that's probably one of the best ones on fruit trees. So you don't have it out there 5 or 6 years, and it's big and beautiful and no fruit.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally what would happen. You'd have this like, man. And then Michael, what happens is that, I mean, growing fruit trees, the fruit trees that you can grow at your house are 3 to 5 times more nutritious than what you can buy in a store. Part of it is when they pick it. Part of it is the variety. Part of it is the soil. But your fruit trees are just so much more healthy. But somebody buys that sunburst, they get it home, they get it planted, they wait years, and what do they say? Right, Michael? They don't say, oh, I made a mistake in buying a fruit tree. They say, you can't grow peaches here.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, no, you can. You can do it so well. Yes, be aware of variety, and it's true across the board. We'll even have conversations here talking about different St. Augustine varieties. Because some of them kind of handle things differently. Same with Bermuda. So it's just, you know, there's a little thing you can pay attention to, but that's why we're here. You don't need Google for this stuff. You got us. We can email us at any time. You can pop into Warren's at any time. We are definitely here to help. So speaking of emailing, segue much, homeshowgardenpros.com, there's a button there, the Ask a Pro button. Sends me an email. I get quite a few every week. I try to answer them as much best I can. But we definitely use them to kind of, you know, build some conversation, make sure we're staying on what's on your mind. That's our topic, right, is what's on your mind. So here's a question from Constance. And she has some praise for us too, Michael. She said, I enjoy your show a lot. I value your advice. And her question's about a Texas mountain laurel in Austin. So her wax myrtle that's 2 away from the mountain laurel and the mountain laurel have the same yellowing at the very tip of their leaves. So it's this yellowing at the very tip of a leaf. So we see this in indoor plants, avocados, things like that. But what do you feel like the problem is, and how would one fix it?
Well, it's kind of hard to make a blind diagnosis.
That's very true, yeah.
On a plant, it's difficult. Yellow tips, if they're not brown, sometimes I would lean towards nutrition.
Yeah.
Magnesium is really important in plants, I think more so than people really realize. It carries the chlorophyll to all parts of the plant. That's why sometimes the most common one that we see are sago palms. And they'll have these little yellow square patches all in the foliage. And that's usually a magnesium deficiency. The chlorophyll carries magnesium, and if there's not enough, it's going to leave some vacant spots. Water could be an issue with mountain laurel. They really like an alkaline, rocky, well-draining soil. That's why they're from Austin West.
Definitely.
Did you make a mention of her wax myrtle?
She has a wax myrtle that has the same problem as what she says.
Okay. I would lean toward nutrition, you know, without seeing it.
Right.
That's probably one of the first things that we're going to see in a plant is something from the nutritional standpoint. I think we've had ample water and rainfall in the last few months, and the plant is extremely durable, extremely tough here. So I'm going to err with caution and go with nutrition.
I like that. And then the one thing I'd add to that is a similar sort of vein here is that you can have a lack of nutrition sometimes because you lack the minerals. But also, if you have an overabundance of something, especially if you're watering an alkaline soil with chlorine and fluoride water, you end up almost blocking minerals from getting in the plants. And I know avocados, that's one of the ones where it responds very quickly. Same with like Sansevieria or other indoor plants where you have edge burning, but that is more brown, more of a browning issue. And so I'm with you. Let's put some nutrients down, either the Nature's Way remineralizer or some azomite, and then let's stop watering. Yeah, I mean, at Texas Mountain Laurel, you don't need to water it anyway. So there we go. That we're here to help. We want to answer your gardening question. 281-496-5711. What's on your mind? Let us know. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, it's Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. The amaryllis bulbs are here. Collectors love them, and also first-time buyers will too. They're often called the tulips of the South and are incredibly easy to grow outdoors or indoors. Come out and see the selection. We have over 30 beautiful varieties. Surprisingly, now is the time to plant bluebonnet. Whether you do it from plants or seeds, get them in the ground. That way they can grow through the winter and become beautiful stands of our Texas state flower in the springtime. Just find a sunny, well-drained space in your garden bed or container and plant it up with bluebonnet plants from our Enchanted Nurseries that have already started for you. The weather outside is beautiful. Cool weather and 100% chance of fall color. There are so many great annuals for the wintertime to plant right now. Choose from pansies, violas, calendulas, snapdragons, alyssum, lobelia, and lots more. Come on out and see the selection. Keep an eye out on your lawn for brown patch or other diseases that can attack your St. Augustine this time of year. If you've got a problem, bring us a picture and we'd be glad to help you out and show you the remedies. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Now, back to Michael and Danny.
Thank you, Joey. 281-496-5711. It is Home Show Garden Pros. This is, as Joey mentioned, Michael, I'm here with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens, is that it really is, it's such an exciting time to garden. You know what I mean? It's like a trip to Warren's right now is like so fun, you know, especially if you need a Christmas tree. And that's true for all our Garden Pro locations. So you go in, you figure out a Christmas tree, but then you're like, wait, I've got space in my veggie bed. What are some veggie bed plants we should just be, just, you know, it's still early in the fall season. Well, it's mid, I guess, but like, what are some plants that maybe are great start now and you're going to have a lot of production sort of plants?
Well, lettuce is still, you know, one of the quickest and easiest things to grow. Even if you have a pot, put three different types in there and you'll have a salad bowl ready to go. Broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, all the cold crops can still be done fine. Onions, if you can find the onion plants where we have, you can get the short day varieties, you'll be much more successful than you will with long day, which are usually just the bulbs that you find. And those are okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It just is not going to develop into that big onion that you might be looking for in the midsummer. So those things are all great for going now.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times we were especially if this was September, October, we would be encouraging you to grow this stuff from seeds. But now that it's December, even with the lettuce, Michael, I want people to buy plants. That lettuce plant you buy in a little pot is going to like quadruple, and then you'll start taking the leaves from the outside and eat it. So it can be like 9 or 6 salads, basically. Or, I mean, 9 or 10 salads. I don't know what 9 or 6. And so that's just, to me, that is like a great way to do that, is that you get a, and then, oh, man, especially when you're starting to involve the kales and the collards, you can really start to get some production ramping really, really quick there. So I love that. Okay. So short season onions. I wrote that down. Short day. You said short day onions?
Yeah, right. Short days.
So it's like more for when there's less sunlight up in the sky.
Right. We have, shorter days here during the winter months and spring months. So we usually do with, the ones we're all familiar with, 10, 15 wise and Bermuda onions and all of those guys. Red Creole, there's about 8 or 9 of them. And they all perform extremely well here. And the bulb types are all northern varieties, and they need much, much longer days to mature.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
They'll do well. I've grown them before, and you can get them about the size of a golf ball or bigger. And they're good. They're tasty.
That's awesome.
But there's a lot of things you could do in the fall. That, you know, you have to remember, that's our longest growing season we have.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you think about what you use in the kitchen. You know, if you're making food from scratch, you're using onions all the time. And you can get a pretty good group of onions for, you know, not that much. And just get them all in, spread them out. Man, it's very rewarding. Let's see, anything else that we... It's not pepper season, people. Just keep that in mind. A lot of people come in and ask for peppers right now, or is that like, am I...
Some people do that have an interior space that they can grow them and get them going, or they bring them in and out. But most of them are going to wait until springtime for peppers and tomatoes and eggplants and those type things.
Right, right. And those are just – that's like you almost said the exhaustive list for summer. So, you know what I mean? That's like how long is the list right now? Celebrate, you know, carrots – radishes, turnips, beets, all that stuff, so good and so easy to grow. But I think you're at the point where you're maybe bypassing the seed aisle on these things and you're looking for full plants so that you can get some production a little bit quicker. Michael, I like to call that buying time, which is not something you can usually do, but in this case you can do it.
Right, exactly.
I recently got a couple of new kales because I had a big bell pepper plant that finally kind of slid away. And so I just was like, you know, I'll replace that with some kales. So I'll have a little kale forest there. That'll be nice.
Well, one thing, you know, people that plant fall flowers and things, there's a tremendous amount of the vegetables and things which work perfectly.
Yeah.
If you want to grow some blue and yellow pansies, barter them with triple curled parsley.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
It's
beautiful.
Absolutely.
Osaka mustard is beautiful. Kale
purple.
And cabbage.
Yeah.
Plant the red boar. That is one of the best ones, and it'll get 2.5-3 feet tall and just tons of color.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Even the lettuces. You do a nice little mix of the purple and chartreuse lettuces, right? You're going to wind up with something really
good. Red sails is one of my favorites.
Gorgeous. Absolutely.
It's great. But so you can get that flower look and throw some vegetables and some greens in there. They work out really well.
Yeah, and they can actually end up being kind of this really, come summertime, this really interesting taller plant, you know, 2-3 feet tall. And that's like, oh, whoa, what is that thing? That's my kale from summertime. I mean, from last winter. So that's great. Great call there. Yeah, you don't have to restrict your beds. If you're like me, you love growing your fall veggies, but you run out of space in your veggie bed, you can use your landscape for some of this stuff. I love it. Great advice there. And that's why we love having you on, the creative kind of, you know, great advice. And I know you love growing veggies, so that's pretty fun too. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I got a big question for Michael he's going to help me with when we get back from this quick break. 281-496-5711.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we give advice, we're going to talk solutions pretty often. And Monterey Lawn and Garden is providing incredible solutions. If you're one of the people that Michael talked about in the beginning of the show, talking about the fungal problems in your lawn, Monterey Lawn and Garden has an incredible product called Complete Disease Control. This is a bacterially based fungicide. It's not really a fungicide as much as a fungus outcompeter. And so you put it down, you spray it down, and it starts to eat those funguses that are giving you such a big problem. So it solves your problem right away, and it also builds up the natural resilience in your plants. So if you're dealing with your lawns or boxwoods, those are both big problematic ones here. Sometimes even like your oak trees could benefit from a treatment of Complete Disease Control. It stymies fungal diseases. It increases the health of plants so much so that its actual immune system gets better. So pretty awesome stuff. Another great Monterey Lawn and Garden is the Monterey BT. So if you're dealing with any pesky winter caterpillars, you know, that's something that can help out a lot. Michael, you got any favorite Monterey Lawn and Garden products?
All of them?
Yeah. Hey, I feel that. I feel that a lot.
They just have a they have a good selection in their organics. I do like the disease control. I like takedown.
Yeah,
that's probably one of my favorite for pesky insects and things. Canola oil and pyrethion.
Oh, yeah, so that's it. Piece of cake. It's super simple. And you know, even they have a like a dormant oil that is a really surprisingly amazing product. You want to do something that's not going to hurt anything but still protect your plants. Dormant oil is awesome for that, horticultural oil. And they have a really high-quality one. And, it, you know, you basically just spread over your plants every once in a while, and you won't have things like leaf miner. You know, caterpillars won't be bothering you because they'll just be this kind of weird protection on them that they won't want to deal with. So, and, of course, Sluggo is awesome. Everyone loves Sluggo. So Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, Monterey BT, Complete Disease Control. They're all armory listed for organic use. They won't harm your pets or your family. They're just they work. The bottom line, they work, and they're easy to find because all of our Home Show Garden Pros carries them. So if you want to look at some more of the Monterey stuff, MontereyLawnGarden.com. Okay, so we had a call come in, but he didn't want to get on the phone. And so he just he gave us this question. But basically, it was kind of spinning off some of our conversation of variety. And so we're calling him Stan in Pasadena. And he's just wondering, what are some of your favorite Satsuma varieties? And will Ruby Red grapefruit grow in Pasadena?
The question of the grapefruit, it should do well in Pasadena.
Yeah, exactly.
It does well on all the areas that I've seen and planted around in Texas, except maybe right way, way north and Houston on occasion. But it should do very well for you. It's a very popular one.
Absolutely. It's all right.
We do that. One of my favorites, you probably don't have room for two, but cocktail is my all-time favorite. That's just the best one there is. But the red is fine, so you shouldn't have any problem at all. Have in production on that.
The cocktail is just so sweet. It's almost like beyond a grapefruit. It's like, you know, got so much yum's flavor, but it's so sweet. Okay, so what about Satsumas? What are some nice Satsumas?
Well,
and what is a Satsuma? I mean, let's just, you know, start there, right?
A Satsuma is an orange, is a tangerine, is a clementine.
Yeah, nice.
they kind of all follow in that same direction. I do not know the difference between all of them.
Yes, okay. That's such a great answer, because you get to the store and it's like there's like 18 varieties, and you're like,
right.
Now, one fun thing to do if you're looking at labels, I know that like Brown Select is like a very early one and can maybe be harvested in late October. And then like Oari is a known later one and could be harvested in early December. So if you get two that are kind of like don't harvest at the same time, you might extend your Satsuma selection. So
right, there's the three. Those are three releases from A&M.
Yeah.
Oari, Miho, and Seto.
Yes.
And I can not find any information on the difference.
Right.
Other than their ripening dates.
Yes, yes.
So if you're going to plant several, make sure you space them out there so you don't have 600 come on at one time.
Yeah. No, that's a really great point.
One of the best ones that I've tasted that I think is the number one, if would be my recommendation, would be the Kisu Seedless.
Okay.
That's that's really good. But, you know, we sell Osho Benny. We sell another one of the old varieties is 1860 or something. Mm. There's about four or five of them, but they all produce extremely well here.
Yeah. When people are like, if I just plant one citrus tree, what can I plant? I'm usually like a Satsuma. You know, it's a decent-sized tree, 12 feet maybe max, but it makes a bunch of very easy to pick and peel fruit. Basically, what you've grown up, what you consider the cutie, right?
Right.
That's what a Satsuma is in our area. And so, easy to peel, easy to eat. Don't put a bunch of lemons in because you're not going to eat those. This is the thing where you give it to kids, they just shove it in their face. Very, very easy way to get, or you don't even have to give it to them. Just send them out to the tree, right?
Exactly.
One advantage maybe over a later ripening one is that you'll have a bunch of Satsumas to give away for Christmas. And once you start getting like 300 a year, you might want to start, you know, giving some away. So maybe pro tip there. So, well, I hope that helps, Stan. Hope you're listening. If you're going to go for any one citrus, Michael loves that Kisu Seedless. It's a mandarin. Satsumas are also all mandarins. I'm just going to say, you know, do the Oari. It's kind of like whatever you know. But if you are, Michael's got great advice there, and that's if you're going to do multiple of these, check their ripening date, and maybe you can even have like consistent production through all of fall, which is a really kind of awesome possibility. So, Stan, thanks for that question. We want to help you with your question. 281-496-5711. So, if you have a question, someone else has that question. Someone else is struggling with the same thing. So you're actually getting some help and helping somebody out. It's better to give than to receive. What if you could do both at the same time? Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
If you know you're going to build a pool, there's no time like today to do it.
That's Ashley, a recent U.S. Pool Builder client. Hi, Colt here from U.S. Pool Builder.
Do I want to wait till I feel like everything's perfect or build it now? Because I'm only going to use it the amount of days that I live in the house.
Let's get started planning your backyard dream pool.
When the people were working here, they were so meticulous.
U.S. Pool Builder.
I would recommend him 1,000 times over.
USPoolBuilder.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. I'm here to tell you we've got a full line of fall vegetables. And if everybody remembers the freeze from this late, early spring this past year, we have a large selection of cold hardy plants available. Also, it's a great time to top dress your lawns, get that compost out there to control the fall diseases, improve the soil, and make your yard more resilient for next spring. And of course, we don't want to forget remineralizer. There's so many plant health problems, human health problems linked to lack of elements in the soil. And one of the best ways, most economical, is to use the remineralizer, and we're fully stocked in it.
For just a short drive north of Houston, just north of the Woodlands, take the Sherbrooke Circle exit, which is exit 81, and just go up there, make a right turn, you see a big sign, and we have a 42-acre facility to provide all your gardening needs. Follow us on our Facebook page or come to our website at naturewayresources.com. And we also have a wonderful electronic newsletter. It's free, written by Brenda Smith, the Lazy Gardener. You can sign up for it on our website. And we just started a new series on all 79 elements in the human body and what they do for plants, animals, and humans. So come visit us. And now back to Michael and Danny.
Thanks, John. That sounds very interesting with those minerals. 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner here from Warren's Southern Gardens. How are the Christmas trees selling?
About average to what they normally are at this time.
Well, there you go.
There hasn't been a extreme rush on them, even though they are in short supply.
Yeah, that's one of those realities this year that, you know, people, you know, everybody's worried about their technology, but, you know, some of these other factors are at play. So, yeah, I still need to get mine. I always love a fresh cut tree, and, you know, you guys are doing a great job with the fresh cut trees. And they just, you know, when you get a fresh cut tree versus one at like a big box store or whatever, they last longer. You store them, you can kind of take care of them, and they'll be as green and lovely as long as you want, really. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, some of ours come back in January, and they look almost like the day they left in December.
Oh, yeah, it's so wild.
It's amazing sometimes.
That is amazing.
But, you know, fresh cut, plenty of water, and in a water stand, that's the way we do our trees. They hold up really well. We get them from some good suppliers. People that have been doing them for a long time, they grow for a special market, which are the retailers that are interested in the best tree that they can probably get for their customer, as opposed to just, you know, mass trees in a pile. So there is a difference, big
right.
difference.
Yeah, and I was up in the Pacific Northwest recently, and I got to see some large Douglas firs, like, you know, 6-7 story tall plants. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, when it comes down to it, Christmas trees, they're like, they're growing on farms, and they're generally 1 or 2 year crops. You're not talking about going out and cutting down our great trees anymore. This is like just another American farming practice. And so, you know, you want to support a farmer, right? I mean, everybody keeps talking about that, support a farmer. Well, you know, buying plastic trees is definitely not supporting a farmer. So keep that in mind when you're considering what your Christmas tree option is going to be. And I would, you know, encourage to support American farmers. That's my best thing. So, yeah.
Well, especially tree farmers, it's a, you know, the reference, it's a dying breed. There's not many of them that are staying in the business. They're getting older, and their families aren't interested in a 10 or 12 year crop. So
right,
they're turning a lot of them in into subdivisions, those type things. So we may have this problem for the next 2 or 3 years. The heat did tremendous amount of damage.
Yeah,
to the plants up there, to the trees, burned one side. So
yeah, the heat Michael's talking about is that Pacific Northwest, where a lot of the Dougie firs and some other stuff grow, it had a couple different weeks that were over 115 this year. And for a place where their normal high is 85, that's like scaldingly hot for plants, for animals, everything. You know, stuff survived, but it was not really good for commodity items like that. So a brutal time to be up there was this summer. So yeah, kind of wild to think about, you know, all the stuff. But plants are such an integral part of all we're doing, and we're not thankful enough. So we're kind of what we're here to talk about, here to help you with, is your plants, what you got in your garden. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. And I do have a big question for Michael after this quick break.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I got Michael Wagner here with me. Michael, you guys have a sip and stroll coming up?
I believe it's Wednesday night.
Ooh.
Wednesday night or Thursday night. Yeah, it's a great bunch of fun. I think we're sold out of tickets.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I don't really get into that part. My hands are full with other things I do.
I'm sure.
So I kind of leave that to someone else.
Understandable.
The last one was extremely successful, and people had a great time and got a little glass of wine and some munchies.
It's so funny because we often go to places where there's a bunch of Christmas trees and we're shopping, right? But then if you ever take a second and kind of just look back at a collection of Christmas trees, and it's so pretty. You know, it's such like a pretty like park-like thing that we don't really have growing here. And so, yeah, that's December 18th, Sip and Stroll. More information, just go to Warren Southern Gardens website. Lots of fun. And the day after that is Santa Paws. So what is Santa Paws?
Well, Santa Paws is an event we're going to have. We're going to have Santa come. And I think it's from 11 to 1.
Oh, my gosh, Santa.
Maybe 11 to 2. And people will be able to have a picture taken with their dogs in Santa.
Because that's so, you know, people are in their kids on there. Well, you know, I mean, Santa likes pets too, okay? 281-496-5711. Let's talk with Connie. Connie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, Danny and Michael. Thank you for all you do for us home gardeners. Hello, we really Connie. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'm the Constance who you answered earlier via email about my mountain laurel and wax myrtle in Austin.
Okay.
Okay, and you said remineralizer or azomite. Now, I looked up the MicroLife remineralizer, and there's not one that specifically says remineralizer.
It's a Nature's Way Resources remineralizer.
Ah, it's Nature's Way.
Yeah.
That's what I got wrong.
Alrighty.
And azomite. Okay, also, since those two plants are up here in the Austin area, basically they're sitting in rocks. That's what we have up here.
Sure.
And I'm only up at this home every 10 days, so that's when they get water. So I don't feel I'm overwatering them. Any other advice?
Well, it would be helpful if you could send a picture. Sometimes a visual thing will trigger some things that can or cannot be going on at the time.
I would say more than one picture, right? Like, give me... We got a little picture of one leaf, but so a big picture of the whole plant, maybe a branch to see if we're seeing it on every single leaf, things like that. But Connie, with that mountain laurel, it doesn't need water at all. This is a no water plant, and so I would stop watering it completely, especially as the nights cool off.
Well,
so yeah,
okay, all right.
So Connie, are you in Houston pretty often?
I'm in Houston most of the time.
Okay.
I'm just up here in the Austin area a couple times a month.
Yeah. Well, if you ever can swing a sample by one of our Home Show Garden Pro locations, you know, like Warren Southern Gardens, they can definitely like take a good look at it and kind of give some advice. Michael's thought was that maybe you were a little bit nutrient deficient, and that's why we were thinking minerals. And
right.
So that's a great way to go. But, you know, Michael, you did bring up eventually also the kind of great impact of the micro-grow granulars. Do you think that would be something that would be helpful?
Most definitely. Sometimes we can have all the nutrition that we need in the soil. It's just locked up.
Yeah, delivery.
And that can be from pH. It can be from several other amendments or minerals that are in too much of an abundance. And things just kind of lock up in the soil.
I don't want to blame Dakota Rev, but I did feed both these plants with Dakota Rev a couple of times.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
that's not a problem at all.
Yeah, that wouldn't lead to a nutrient deficiency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it might lead to an even lower need to water, right? So that would maybe be something. Because Dakota Rev does a great thing of storing carbon in the soil and deepening roots. And so, it was probably a great thing to do for the soil. But no, I think that your best bet is to grab some Nature's Way Remineralizer or some other product that does something similar. You can get Nature's Way Remineralizer almost anywhere in Houston. And so that's something that you can just do and you can spread out around there. Azomite is a similar product, but it's more of a national brand. And okay. So, you know, just something. But I think we start
and
with
that. The remineralizer
that.
Is granular?
Yeah, it's like sand. They're both kind of like sandy.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much. You've answered my question.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Connie. 281-496-5711. We're going to come back on Home Show Garden Pros. I'm going to talk with Greg. Be right back.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a great new year.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, little holiday music here. The horns, I guess. Or is that a keyboard? I don't know. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros. Your one stop for gardening information. And we are experienced gardeners. And there's two of us, so we get to really bounce ideas off each other. So we're here to help you with your problems. I feel like Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens already given out a lot of great advice. And I love that. And we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. And we're going to talk with Greg. Greg, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. I have a yard in New Braunfels and recently acquired it, and apparently it's been neglected for a long time. I have every kind of weed imaginable in the backyard. Am I wasting my time, or is it serving a purpose if I put down some sort of weed and feed now to get a jump on it for next year? I'm just trying to see if I can get a little jump start on it, or am I just wasting my time?
Well, that's kind of a tough question to answer. I'm not a proponent of weed and feeds.
Okay.
Your soil health is probably the main problem. I think I would approach that. I'd probably aerate in the spring. Get a little more oxygen and stuff down into that soil. Maybe top dress a few areas with compost and start with an organic fertilizer. The thing about weed and feeds are we probably have equally as many grasses or grassy type weeds that are very difficult to kill with that. And people apply it and the synthetics and things in the soil begin to just cause a lot of problems. So I'd rather approach it from a cultural standpoint that we need to get the soil healthy. Get the grass growing. It really doesn't take that much time, and you'd be surprised. But nature is going to put something growing in poor soil. It's just the way she works. And you can kill it, and if the soil is still not healthy, it's going to come right back, and she will win that battle over the long haul. So I think I would approach it and try to achieve a little bit better soil, a little bit more microbes, and I think you'll be okay.
Okay, so just leave it alone for now. Don't do anything till the spring.
Well, you know, I would, if it needs mowing, I'd certainly mow it and do some things like that, but I think I probably would just let it lay fallow until spring. and then mid-February, put a plan together and follow that for about 3 or 4 months, and I think you'll be extremely surprised.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, great thoughts there on that. Well, you know, it's so easy to get kind of overwhelmed with a problem that maybe isn't too intense, but, you know, you find a solution. So, awesome question. Great answer, Michael. 281-496-5711. Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Danny. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Well, up at my house, I have some... anyway, short of it is, the question is about bamboo. I've always been told to stay away from bamboo, but I'm wanting to build a bamboo hedge. Any idea what kind of barrier I could put up to make it... In other words, I'm trying to make it probably about maybe 2 feet wide and about 40 foot long to build. I want this bamboo to grow. But what should I use to stop it from really growing, or do I just need to learn to keep it cut back?
Well, first of all, make sure you plant clumping varieties. That's one of the easiest ways.
Yes, sir.
To get it under control, or to keep it under control.
Okay.
And there's probably 4 or 5 varieties that work really well. There are some barriers that you can purchase. I don't know how effective they are. I've never used them. I've never installed them.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they do make that. But just make sure that you get clumping varieties.
Clumping varieties, okay.
Right. And it's pretty... Sometimes when you buy bamboo, every variety they have is clumping. But there's a little secret you can use to figure out which is which. When you hold the clump in your hand, if it's completely round and smooth, it's a running bamboo. If it has a flat edge on the circumference, then that's a clumping bamboo.
Okay.
So sometimes they get lost in production and containerizing and things like that, but that's one way you can tell.
All right.
It is also super hard now, Terry, to actually buy running bamboo anywhere, and so you're almost limited to only clumping. And you can make a root barrier, but it needs to be like almost a foot tall, all in the soil, and you have to angle it slightly away from the bamboo as it's going up. But with those clumping bamboos, they're less of a problem unless they're right by a fence. And that clump will kind of slide under the fence, so, you know, keep that in mind. But there's a lot of beautiful bamboos, and there's some huge ones as well. A giant timber, you know, can get 4 stories tall, and maybe not what you want exactly. So,
what I want, it is. And the barrier I was going to spend a little bit more money, and I have a concrete mixer, so I was thinking about building just a small retaining wall, dig it into the ground. I mean, this is work. But I understand I'm trying to keep it under control for about 4 or 5 years out. So the idea is also, my other question is, like when you see the bamboo, there's small, thin diameter ones, there's big ones.
Yeah.
And is there a name for one of the ones that are the bigger bamboo?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Giant timber. A pretty readily available large bamboo. If you are looking for one of those kind of like, you know, 3/4 of an inch one, Weavers is one of the smaller ones. But there's giant bamboo is the kind of like big, huge, majestic. You can use it for building materials eventually. Bamboo, and that clump can get eventually in 40 years or so, you know, 20 feet wide. And so you may be doing some surgery from time to time to remove some of the clump. So they both kind of work in the same way. They send out a little below ground spreader. It's just on the clumping bamboo, the tip of the spreader comes up. And running bamboo, the tip of the spreader never comes up. Or it may come up 15 feet away, 30 feet away.
Okay.
And so, you know, the clumping bamboo is kind of the way to go. But maybe you just need to give it a little bit more space than you were originally anticipating.
Right, yeah. And the idea also, please forgive me, but I've been going looking around at the botanical gardens like down in Houston at the zoo and the Japanese garden and all that. So they have a black bamboo that's just absolutely gorgeous. Is there a certain name for that I can find, or just does it matter the color of the variety?
I mean, the black bamboo that we usually have in this area is the running bamboo that everybody has a problem with.
Okay, never
and
mind.
I would just, yeah, but I don't know if they've got something else besides that. They have a little bit more access to plants than you do because you know, they're ordering worldwide, right? They're like probably have, I mean, the zoo probably got some partnership with somebody, you know, in a Chinese area that has like actual bamboo native, right? So
Well, I figured if it gets too wild, I'll just bring in a panda, right?
No, yeah, there you go. Yeah. And then you got to find out whatever eats the panda, and then say, you know, it's a long journey. Eventually, it's, you know, tough to do. So,
I hate to tell you, I have one more question.
Well, do you mind waiting through a quick break?
It's okay with you if you don't mind.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. 281-496-5711. We'll be right back.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.